Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for being with us this morning. Anna Steinfest and Clinton Smith. Good morning, Clinton. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic on this Saturday morning. How are you?
Fantastic. It's beautiful, and it will be a gorgeous day today.
Yes.
So today,
and I'm going to make it a wait one.
Exactly. Your choice. Pretty much. It is everyone's choice. So this morning, we will be talking about three strategies that can help simplify your life. And more or less, we'll be talking about your finance world. Because we live in this world where we're pulled in all different directions and we're so overwhelmed, and sometimes we miss payment or we think it's complicated. So we just want to talk about this morning, how we can simplify everything. Clinton, do you want to share some of your thoughts with us?
Sure. Let's start with, you know, the strategies that we're going to talk about today. Number one, set specific goals. Whether it's saving for a wedding, not in spending your entire paycheck, paying off a credit card, set specific goals, tangible goals that you can do every time that you get paid. Number two, automate your life. Set aside a specific amount of money. We've talked about that in the past, talk about that rainy day fund, you know, that your grandmother used to talk about having, you know, save a little bit of money on the side when big things come up. Don't be overwhelmed by, you know, those little things. Those are the little things that are going to take care of the big things. So just try to be, what are you going to say?
I just wanted to say, because there's a different, you know, when you go online or when you talk to people, there is different percentage they're saving. How much person should be saving? What do you say?
I usually save 10%, but it's automatic. It comes out even before I even think about it or see it. I deposit my check. 10% of that money already goes into my 401k.
Well, I think automate your life is the best advice you can, because you don't stress. You put everything into savings, or you make your mortgage payment automated, and after that, did they pay or did not pay this particular bill? That is fantastic.
Yes, automate your life. Very good, Miss Anna. And thirdly, while you are in the moment, reevaluate your behavior. Reevaluate your behavior, and also figure out what can I do better. Track your progress. See what's important. See what's not important. And those things are. The third simple rule in this case, where you will be successful in using strategies and saving money.
And that is very true. When you say reevaluate, because every day our lives can be changed. I mean, something might have happened. It didn't happen yesterday. So that's why it is important to reevaluate your life and your goals, and if you have to readjust your goals, and if you have to readjust your savings percent going towards your savings account, you have to do it.
That is so true. Very, very true. Good idea.
And I'm sure that if our listeners this morning are following your three simple strategies, they'll be happier, because they don't have to stress. Go ahead.
And those three strategies, you know, give it 2 weeks, you know, maybe a month. And then let's see what's the end result of it. I mean, it doesn't have to, if you don't feel comfortable doing something like that, it doesn't have to happen. You don't have to continue to do it, but definitely reevaluate it, test it, and then see how it ends up. What's the end result?
Perfect. That is awesome. And just email us at annabistalk podcast@gmail.com. We want to hear from you guys. So let's give it a try. I mean, there is nothing for you to lose. Nothing. Thank you, Clinton, for being with us this morning. Thank you to our listeners. Make it a great day.
Goodbye.
Thank you. You too. Goodbye.